Hi, my name is Lillian Nejad. Welcome back to this course on overcoming insomnia. In lesson 4, you learned about some strategies to create a good bedtime routine. We've also covered how to create a helpful sleep environment and how to make changes to daytime habits that may be contributing to your sleep troubles in lesson 3. In lesson 5, we are going to focus on how our thoughts can interfere with sleep. Research has shown that our thoughts often lead to how we feel and how we behave, and sleep is a behavior that is definitely impacted by what we are thinking. Today's lesson will be about how to deal with worries at bedtime. Having trouble falling asleep, your thoughts may be getting in the way. Anxiety and stress are often characterized by excessive worry, and worry is one of the main culprits interfering with our sleep. When worry leads to problem sleeping, you feel fatigued during the day, which makes you feel less capable of dealing with life's demands, resulting in even higher levels of anxiety and stress. You can learn to break the stress-sleep cycle by trying the following strategies to reduce and manage worry and rumination at night. Contain your brain. Worrying is a common occurrence and part of our normal daily and often nightly thought processes. Bedtime is the most inconvenient time to worry for you, but not for your brain. There are no distractions. You're not multitasking. So suddenly your brain says, it's nice and quiet. Seems like a good time to worry. To keep your brain in check, satisfy its need to worry during the day, when and where it suits you most. Try the following 3 strategies together to contain your brain. Have a worry place. Decide where is the best place for you to worry. It should be somewhere you have access to every day, most likely a room in your house, but not your bedroom. Once you decide where your worry place is, this is the only place you allow yourself to spend significant time to process your worries. Have a worry time. Set aside a particular time of day to worry. Be specific, like 10 to 11 a.m. And discipline yourself to worry only during your worry time in your worry place. Have a worry container. Use this strategy to help you contain your worries to your time and place. Clearly, you're going to have worry thoughts pop in your head at all times of the day and night. So here is what you do. Carry note cards or post-its or a pen, or you can even use your phone. And whenever you have a worry, write it down and put it in the container. If you're out, this may be your wallet or handbag or in your phone. And if you're home, you might have a specific worry box or jar that you can put your note cards into. Make sure to keep some note cards and a pen near your bed for worries that take place before sleep. By writing down your worry and putting it in a box or jar or bag, you are literally containing it until your designated worry time. This means your brain can rest assured, pun intended, that you will attend to this worry when it is appropriate. During your worry time in your worry place, you can read your worries from your container. You may find by the time you read them, they are no longer worth worrying about. But if they are, use your worry time effectively by focusing on solutions. Acceptance. You can expect to lose sleep under certain circumstances, like when you have a big exam, presentation, or interview the next day, when you're planning your wedding, when you have a newborn, and when you're dealing with difficult times in your life due to illness or loss. During these times, the best thing to do is accept that you probably will lose sleep. Accepting the reality of your situation takes the pressure off trying to get to sleep and may make you feel more relaxed. And it's worth noting, if you're able to lie in bed in a relaxed state, it can be almost as restorative as sleeping all night. Relaxation. If you feel stressed during the day, this can impact your sleep at night. A state of relaxation is incompatible with tension, and there are a variety of ways to achieve a calm mindset before bed, like gentle stretching, mindfulness and meditative practices, soothing music, and relaxation exercises. Relaxation exercises in particular have been shown to be effective sleeping aids. But don't just stop there. Regular practice at any time of day can reduce your overall level of stress and eventually help you achieve a relaxed state more quickly and easily. This is such a helpful, simple, and effective technique that I've devoted a whole lesson to it. You'll hear more about the benefits of relaxation exercises in Lesson 7. It's clear that one of the main factors that influence sleep is what you are thinking about before sleep. But beyond general worries and significant events that may keep you awake, thoughts about sleep itself may be what's keeping you up at night. Sleep thoughts that keep you up at night can be grouped into two categories: thinking about your sleep problem and worries about what will happen if you can't get enough sleep. Here are some common sleep-blocking thoughts and tips on how to manage them. I'm never going to be able to sleep. Not with that attitude. Pessimism is not going to help. In fact, the belief that you will be able to sleep, or sleep self-efficacy, is linked to lower severity of insomnia and better outcomes in treatment. Replace your thought with some helpful or realistic ones, like, I have the information and tools I need to get to sleep, or I'm doing what I can to get a better night's sleep, or I may have trouble getting to sleep, but I am likely to get to sleep eventually. I am the worst sleeper. Labeling yourself as a loser in the sleep department is self-defeating. If you're finding replacing your thoughts with more realistic ones difficult, then you can use the mindfulness technique of just noticing when you're having the thought, and then notice that thought being replaced by another, without getting involved or too attached to the meaning of the thoughts themselves. It can be like looking at the thoughts as clouds in the sky, just going by. I've been awake forever. It probably feels like forever, but this is highly likely to be an exaggeration of the facts. Focus on making your environment as sleep-friendly as possible, and remember that you can still benefit from resting calmly. I hate this. Fair enough, not being able to sleep can be extremely frustrating, but working yourself up into an emotional state is counterproductive. Calm yourself down by doing breathing and relaxation exercises. I have to get to sleep or else. Putting yourself under pressure is the opposite of the mindset that prepares you for falling and staying asleep. Tell yourself that you can cope whether you get sleep or not. This is likely to take the pressure off, putting yourself in a better position to having a good night's sleep. I can't function without sleep. Not only can your thoughts be unhelpful, but they are often inaccurate. Remember, your thoughts are not facts. You may not be at your best with little to no sleep, but if you had an objective look at your ability to cope in the past, you will most likely find that you've been able to function to an adequate degree in at least some areas in your life. If you can dispute this thought effectively, then you are likely to feel less anxious and stressed about the next day's work, home, or life demands. And if you're less stressed, you might even be able to get some sleep. In some cases, this thought may be accurate. If so, you won't solve your problems by worrying about them at night. Prepare for this during the day by planning what you will do if you're not able to function well enough to complete your usual responsibilities. Being prepared for this possibility will reduce your worries about it at night and put you in a better position to fall asleep. Why don't you take some time now to reflect on your sleep-blocking thoughts? I suggest you pause this lesson and find your sleep logbook to record your thoughts and worries. If you don't have access to your sleep logbook, just find some paper and a pen. And when you're ready, restart the lesson. Are you ready? Start by writing down the thoughts and worries that are getting in the way of sleep. These are the thoughts that are going through your mind when you're trying to go to sleep, as well as the worries you have during the day about your sleep. Pause this lesson while you are recording all the problematic thoughts. All set? Great. There are several ways to deal with problematic thoughts. You get to decide which strategy you would like to try first. Is it the contain your brain strategy? If so, start by writing your thoughts down on a separate note card or pieces of paper, and put them into a container like a jar or a box. Then it's time to decide on your worry place. What is the best place in your house to focus on your worries? Remember, you can choose anywhere in your house except your bedroom. Once you've decided on a place, you can choose your time. Try to designate a consistent time every day. Set aside a half hour, or more or less depending on your needs, for your worry time. This is the time when you will be most focused on your worries. When you reach this time, take out your worries from your container and read them. You may find that some of them are no longer worries and you can discard them straight away. For the ones that are left, you can spend time working on solutions. It can also help to ask yourself questions like, can I do something about this problem? Is this something I always worry about but nothing ever happens? Is this something that has a solution? Will my worrying make the situation better or worse, or have no effect at all? If you would like to try the contain your brain strategy, pause this lesson to decide on your worry time and place, and to place your worries in a container of your choice. Another way to deal with problematic thoughts is to just observe them and accept them without getting too involved. You can try a mindfulness of thoughts exercise to get the hang of this, where you watch your thoughts like they are leaves on a stream or clouds in the sky just going by. Another strategy is to modify your thoughts by making them more realistic or more helpful. If you find yourself using words like all or nothing, always or never, or the word should, then it is likely that your thoughts are not completely factual. Try to rewrite your thoughts that just state the facts. For instance, if you constantly say to yourself, I never get any sleep, you might change this thought to, I didn't get sleep on Tuesday or Thursday this week. Or you could modify it by writing, I often have trouble sleeping, and I'm taking steps to overcome this. Why don't you take some time now to try to modify one of your thoughts? Pause this lesson while you change your thought to a more realistic or helpful one. It may help to listen to the previous section on sleep-blocking thoughts again, which provides some ideas on how to change problematic thoughts to ones that will help you cope. Another strategy is refocusing your attention on something more helpful, like a relaxation exercise or completing a gratitude journal. These both serve as distraction techniques, but also have the added benefit of boosting your mood and making you feel more relaxed. Let's talk more about gratitude. It's clear that negative pre-sleep cognitions can have a negative impact on sleep. But what about positive thoughts? Turns out gratitude is related to positive sleeping patterns, including decreased time to fall asleep, better sleep quality and duration, and less daytime dysfunction. Not only will a daily focus on gratitude improve your sleep, research shows that a grateful mindset can also increase happiness, life satisfaction, and resilience. It can improve overall health and reduce anxiety and depression. So you can start a gratitude journal to your pre-sleep routine. It is as simple as writing down 3 new things that you're grateful for every night. In the space of only a few weeks, you'll find that your mind becomes more naturally attuned to the positive aspects of your life, making you more resilient to sleep-blocking thoughts and worries, and also giving you the best chance to have a good night's sleep. Think well, sleep well. We've now come to the end of Lesson 5 about managing thoughts that interfere with sleep. Lesson 6 will help you ascertain whether your insomnia is associated with another problem or disorder. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.